Welcome to the Under Construction Podcast with me, Martin Williams. Here we talk about how to build or rebuild your life one step at a time. Let's get to work.
And thank you for tuning in to the Under Construction Podcast. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You may do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. All the links to the podcast can be found at guidedexpressions.com/podcast with an S on the end. Today, I wanted to talk to you about you are what you eat, right? Now, most people don't disagree with this idea in the realm of nutrition, of physical food, right? If you want to be healthy, if you want to be in shape, you have to eat good. Like, you know, you can have a cheat day every now and then, but your habitual eating practices should be good if you want to have good health. Most people don't disagree with that, right? But it also applies to your mental health as well, right? What we consume affects the way we think, and the way we think, of course, affects everything. And this is an important discussion, especially now in, you know, the era that we're in as far as social media and the internet, and especially during this time of the political elections, and you're just being fed with constant vitriol, no matter what side of the political debate you find yourself. You know, it is a very toxic time to consume content, and there's so much hatred and so much anger, like I said, on either side. And, you know, I certainly have a side. I'm not going to get into that. But my point is, what you feed upon, okay, that is what builds up your body, right? You know, if you eat food, it breaks down into, you know, macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and that's what gets stored into your body ultimately, right? And then it's the same way with the mental food, with mental food. What you eat, what you watch, what you listen to will determine, you know, in a lot of ways what you think. So what do we do about that, right? Because we can't, you know, we can't wish that we were in a different era, right? The era that we're in is the era that we're in, right? And, you know, certainly you can limit your social media. You can limit what you consume and who you consume. But I think it's just more of an awareness of, if I'm going to create amazing things, if I'm going to do great things, if I'm going to accomplish my goals, I can't feed upon anything that is contrary to what it is I want to accomplish. I'll give you a perfect example. Let's say you want to get out of debt, right? And you decide, okay, I'm going to get out of debt and I'm going to do it within the next 2 years. If all you consume is people talking about, oh, I'm in so much debt. Oh, I can't figure out these finances. Oh, you know, it's just so hard. Oh, right? If that's all you consume, if that's all you ever listen to, okay, it's going to affect the way that you act, right? Because our subconscious mind is basically like a five-year-old child, right? Many psychologists have said this. Our subconscious mind is a small child, meaning it believes whatever you tell it, okay? And our conscious mind acts like a gate, acts like a filter to basically pass through to our subconscious mind what is important and what's not important. The issue is that the more you repeat something, the conscious mind, because of the way it works, passes it through to the subconscious mind. So if negative messages are repeated over and over and over again, those get passed down to the subconscious mind, right? And it's the same way for positive. So if that's all you listen to, if all you listen to is negativity and the message of, I can't do, I can't have, I can't make it happen, and that's all you ever listen to, then that's what you're going to produce. Even if you have all the right intentions in the world, even if you have a plan, even if you decide, you made a decision, right? What you eat determines what you become, okay? So what should you do instead? You should go on YouTube and find stories of people who have gotten out of debt and just feed on that, right? And once you listen to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 stories, you start believing it's possible for you. It's the same way if you want to lose weight. It's the same way if you want to get married. Even if you find yourself at a stage in life where you feel like that's not possible anymore. If you just continue to listen to people who have done it, you start believing you can do it. One of the people I love listening to is Gary Vaynerchuk, right? Gary V for short. Okay. And, you know, he posts every single day, pretty much. I think he's kind of slowed down on that a little bit, but he used to have a daily video that he would put up, which was, as someone who produces content on a regular basis, it's kind of insane, you know, for him to be able to like pull that off, especially as busy as he is. I mean, he's speaking virtually every day. He's a high demand speaker, and he runs, you know, multiple companies, and he has a family. He has, I want to say, two kids as well as a spouse. So, you know, this guy's plate is full, but he is still producing content, and I always find it amazing that he can pull that off. But what the reason I like listening to him is, you know, because he's so positive and he's so down to earth, and he's this bottom line, and his whole thing is basically business success, and especially business success in this era, in the social media era. And he believes it's possible for anyone to be successful, you know, if you just follow some simple rules. And some of those rules are, you know, just being humble and having empathy and being grateful and chasing happiness versus chasing money, and all of which I agree with. But my point in bringing him up is, if that's what you feed upon, if I feed on that content, right, I'm going to have an increase in belief in myself, because all he's saying is, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. But if you are surrounded by people who aren't doing anything, or if you're surrounded by people who are highly negative, or surrounded by people who, you know, basically say, oh, you know, that's a dumb idea. Like, why do you want to have your own business? You should just get a job, just get a steady job, and you don't have to worry about whether the business is going to go out of business or not, right? If you feed on that, if you feed on the negativity, then you're going to produce negative. It's so simple, but a lot of people just don't think of it that way, right? So feed on positivity, feed on content from people who are actually doing something, or who have actually done something, right? They've done it. They're telling the story of it. Feed on that instead of feeding on the negativity, the baseline, the social media trolls. You know, stop feeding on that stuff. Really decide, okay, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna limit my content consumption of negativity. I'm just gonna feed on positive stuff. The more positive content you feed upon, and I would say like, go for a ratio of 80-20. You're not gonna eliminate all negative content, but go for a ratio of 80-20. If you go for that ratio, I promise you, you're gonna see a difference in your life. You're gonna see a different mood. You'll just be in a better mood. You'll just be in a better mind state, and you'll probably get more done, and you'll probably accomplish more of what you really want to accomplish. So thank you so much for tuning in to the God of Discretions podcast. Excuse me. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, share, and I will talk to you soon. Don't forget to subscribe to the Under Construction podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. For more information on Guided Expressions courses and products, go to guidedexpressions.com/products.